October 22nd, 1962. For 13 days, the world stands at the brink of destruction.
Within 4 to 6 hours, 24 missiles could be coming at the United States.
It may be nuclear Armageddon.
A new untested commander-in-chief faces the specter of total war. Tonight, the untold stories from inside the Oval Office.
This is the photograph that started the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Recently declassified audio recordings.
It was everybody against the president.
Never before seen footage and secret documents.
Did I think we're on the brink of war? I thought it was a good possibility.
In every presidency, there comes a moment, a line to be crossed, a decision to be made, when the man we elect president becomes the commander-in-chief.
The mountain cares not for your suffering. The river flows regardless of your pain. They know they will be here long after we are gone. And yet we continue to battle them, time and again, blind and deaf to their warnings, because in the end, some of us are victorious. Deep within the Vail Valley, the masses assemble for the most authentic mountain event on the planet. The very best in the world walk side by side with weekend warriors and those who come to watch in awe. The first signs of the new policy reach the Jews in Łódź almost immediately. Just weeks after the Wannsee Conference, the Nazis order Chaim Rumkowski to assist the German authorities in arranging what is referred to as the resettlement of 20,000 of the ghetto's Jews. According to the Nazis, they will be sent further east to labor camps. Throughout the spring and summer of 1942, one deportation follows another. Thousands and thousands of the ghetto's Jews are systematically rounded up, taken to a nearby train station, and forced into railway cars. At this stage, the ghetto's residents are unaware of the fate that awaits their friends and family in the Nazi death camps. 8 months ago, Sonny Mosco's heart stopped. Without a transplant, Sonny will die. A young woman battles against sudden kidney failure, and a mother tries to make sense of the tragic death of her 20-year-old daughter. Every day, 17 patients on the transplant list won't survive. Sonny's praying he isn't one of them. These are extreme moments when death can give life and sorrow can bring hope.
The Hoover Dam, one of America's most famous landmarks. Completed in 1935, it was the most colossal dam the modern world had ever seen. It was one of the world's heaviest and tallest, and also the largest producer of hydroelectric power. The Hoover Dam became an instant attraction and a monument to the sheer determination and courage of the 21,000 men who built it. But one man in particular made it happen. And in the next hour, the secrets behind this megastructure will be revealed.